San Francisco considers a $5 million per person slavery reparations package. By Paul Bois on March 14, 2023. The far-left city of San Francisco has been actively considering a slavery reparations package that aims to pay $5 million to the city's eligible black residents. Even though San Francisco faces a homeless crisis and a crime crisis, the city's far-left Board of Supervisors has instead been focusing on a plan that could eliminate personal debt and tax burdens by paying out guaranteed annual incomes of at least $97,000 for 250 years to an undetermined number of black citizens in addition to the hefty check, according to the New York Post. The Board of Supervisors will not make any decisions regarding the 100 recommendations outlined in the plan, including the highly controversial $5 million per person payments, until it releases its final report in June. The board can then vote to change, adopt or reject any or all the recommendations, added the report. The proposal could also offer black families an opportunity to buy houses in the pricey city for just $1. For a black family or individual to qualify for the reparations, they must meet 2 out of 8 additional standards, including being born in or having migrated to San Francisco between 1940 and 1996, and having proof of residency for at least 13 years, being personally or a direct descendant of someone jailed in the failed war on drugs, or being a descendant of someone enslaved before 1865. Shaman Walton, a black supervisor in San Francisco, said that reparations will be given to black people in San Francisco, the only debate being what they will look like. It is not a matter of whether or not there is a case for reparations for black people here in San Francisco. It is a matter of what reparations will and should look like yet. And still we have to remind everyone why this is so important, she said at a hearing on Tuesday. There's still a veiled perspective that, candidly, black folks don't deserve this, said Eric McDonnell, chair of San Francisco's African American Reparations Advisory Committee. The number itself, $5 million, is actually low when you consider the harm. Republicans and other critics have called the proposal unsustainable, especially the astronomical $5 million per person payout that strains all credulity. Estimates say that the plan could run upwards of $50 billion in a city with an annual budget of $14 billion, with each non-black family in the city paying out an estimated $600,000 per person in taxpayer funds. This conversation we're having in San Francisco is completely unserious. They just threw a number up, there's no analysis. It seems ridiculous, and it also seems that this is the one city where it could possibly pass. John Dennis, chair of the San Francisco Republican Party.